L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I wanted to look at a couple of different analysts' assessment of what is happening with the economy. Well, I guess one analyst and one investor, actually, because I think it paints a picture that is pretty telling and pretty damning for Trump. The first was a story from The Telegraph. It says, this 94-year-old stock market legend saw the Trump slump coming. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is well-positioned to withstand the downturn. Warren Buffett, that may be a little overstated there because I don't know that this was all related to Trump. If you look at Buffett's moves in the market, he's kind of been predicting a cool down for a little while now as he's increased his cash reserves. But it is pretty telling that you got somebody like Warren Buffett that is out there essentially saying, you know, essentially signaling rather through his investing, because these aren't through comments, that it's time to take some cash out of these markets. As The Telegraph reports, his cash pile has soared to about a third of his entire portfolio. His cash holdings surpass the value of all the businesses listed on the FTSE 100. Crazy. And so, you know, part of this was Trump. Part of this, I think, is competition from China and what we've seen from DeepSeek. Maybe an idea that some of the stocks a little overinflated with AI, but it's pretty noteworthy that in his kind of classic contrarian fashion, Buffett had been positioning his portfolio for this Trump slump at a moment when a lot of these other big finance guys thought that they were going to cash in on it. And so the sober, conservative, cautious wisdom of Warren Buffett, worth taking into account as always. Here's the opposite of sober, Jim Cramer over on CNBC. And I know Jim Cramer is easy to laugh at. People roll their eyes and they mock him because he's been known to get some stuff wrong with predictions. But here's the thing about Cramer, right? He can be a little bit of a dick and he can get some predictions wrong with stocks, of course. This is not strategic advice. But here's something that he's good at. Just real talk. Just not bullshitting about what he sees as what is happening. And I want to play you this clip of Jim Cramer talking about just how absurd the current economic situation is.
You mentioned the banks, now 10% below the 50-day. That is an unusual number.
It's time for them to make a stand. I think a lot of them have come down too much, but you know, if we have a recession, banks are the worst stocks. I don't think we'll have a recession. Like I said, it's manufacturing. It's a manufacturer.
Well, that doesn't mean there won't be. I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, no. Manufacturing can easily cause recession. Absolutely. I don't, you know, I'm not saying that manufacturing means it's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm saying manufacturing is that you can make it happen. And when you get angry and when you kind of lose your temper and you get mad, instead of like the way Sheinbaum's handled it in Mexico, it gets people nervous and upset. They want the president to be a little happier. They let, you know, there's nothing wrong with being happy. You can be tough as nails and be happy. But right now, it just feels like, oh, we're going to just screw every, you know, people have been screwing us for years and we're going to fight back, which is true. It's absolutely true, but you got to explain it very calmly and empirically how we're being hurt by an Italy, how we're being hurt by a Germany. And this is going to stop and we're going to make it stop. And then don't scream at those countries. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because they know that they can stand their ground. You tell them, look, I am going to scream at you, help us. Help us, and we'll help you.
That's still the process of retaliation is starting to come into full effect. We heard the comments yesterday from Canada about electricity taxes and Doug Ford. I'll gladly shut it off completely if I have to.
Smoot-Hawley, 60% increase in tariffs. There isn't anyone in any history book, and I know the president reads history, there isn't anyone in any history book that doesn't say that was a considered reason why we had the Great Depression. There isn't a soul who's ever said that. You did, look, go read Galbraith's book. It's really quick. It was a direct cause of the Depression, not the recession.
So it is playing with fire, you think?
Absolutely. But is it arson?
Meaning you can contain the blaze? Is that
no,
what you're
No, meaning that you're doing it. Maybe it's deliberate.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense. You don't want people to be laid off because of what you say. People are scared, Carl. You don't scare people. You don't scare. It's a wrong call. It's all message. People are scared. Come at it with a little bit of humor. Come at it and say, listen, I'm going over to Germany. You know, it's going to be different for the Germans going forward. Not like, you know, I hate Germany. I mean, come on. They were our allies.
Now you're getting to the other thing.
15 minutes ago.
Now the Fundstrat raised this question yesterday. Do you think the president is willing to watch the German and Chinese stock markets go to the moon while ours craters?
On this weekend, I did a piece, and I said, everyone keeps thinking about the Dow. I think that the president is competitive versus other countries. And he could very quickly say, look, you know, he's distinguished himself as not caring about the stock market. Well, how about their stock markets? They're crushing us. Are we really going to let the Italian stock market beat us? Is Spain going to... Spain? Spain? I mean, are you kidding me?
And he's just exasperated. He's just exasperated, and he's right. He's like, what is happening? Trump is manufacturing a recession. He's crushing us. As Jim Cramer points out, this is all on Trump. I mean, maybe Buffett is right, and the market was going to correct eventually anyway. But this, the speed with which it's happened, is all just because of the erratic and insane choices of Trump. I think Cramer's out there, and he's like, why are you attacking Germany? Like, what are you doing? Why are you attacking Canada? You know, I keep speculating, it's almost as if Trump wants the market to crash. You know, I love this at the end. We're going to let Spain beat us? Spain? This is winning, MAGA? This is winning? You're just getting mocked on CNBC for the fact that Trump is single-handedly potentially spiraling us into a recession just because he likes the word tariff? The whole situation that we're in is preposterous. It's predictable, but it is utterly preposterous. And I think the third data point here it comes from the Morning Shots newsletter that Andrew Egger and Bill Kristol wrote this morning. And they highlight the job losses at the shoe company Puma. Now, Puma, yesterday, we acquired some documents that showed that the company's rationalization that they put forth to the market and to their employees about why their numbers were falling said the company's sales had stumbled due to both trade disputes and immigration fears. And they pointed directly to the policies and the rhetoric of Trump as hurting the bottom line of Puma. So, like, we're seeing this in the real world now in the private sector with job losses because of Trump's behavior. We've been covering this wall to wall. We've been seeing this in the public sector, the job losses because of Doge. We're seeing the stock market crash all because of Trump, as Jim Cramer points out. And we're seeing the old wise hand, Warren Buffett, you know, basically saying, I'm going to hoard some cash right now. All evidence points to arrow go down. I mean, this is just a disastrous across-the-board economic performance for Trump. And if they don't change course, it's going to get very rocky ahead for the country economically, but also for Trump's political fortunes. So subscribe to the feed. We'll keep you posted as we see interesting kind of analysis and reporting like this and bring any reporting of our own. And we'll be back here soon. See you then. Peace. L-E-T-E-N-D-Z.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.